Today's Purim Katan, everybody, so we know the Ramah, the end of our Chaim, the two great Mishnah Tamid, Big Machokas, Rishonim, exactly what the status is. We know we didn't say Tachnun and Ram Natseach, we spoke a little bit about it by the Shabbaton, but the different Shittas in Rishonim, exactly. Some Rishonim would say to have a Seudas Purim, others would say that it's not true at all, it's only in a special case, I think Mara says, is Shavin, and others say that it's just Gabi Isser has with the Tainus. At the end of the day, the Ramah says, if I have a little hametashin today, you're good to go. So, okay, so, say that. Oh, this is the Rambam that...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, so we'll just start with it, okay? Because it's on the sheet. All right. What does the Rambam hold about this sheet, about the question of Mazik Hegdish? We're going through the various... Shittas of Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ravid, the Meiri. What is it sounding from the Rambam? Shoshe Yisrael Shenagach Shoshel Hegdish. The Rambam says, Potter, Shnema Shore Ehu, V'choa Kodshim, Shechayavim Aleim Me'ila, Hein She'en Behem Din Nizokin. The Rambam says, all Kodshim that the Zachir Me'ila on, there's no din nezakin. In other words, the Mishnah, paraphrasing the Mishnah, Chasim she'en behem me'ila. So a Mekdashin yesh ben din nezakin, ben she'ziko shehu zkush or yad salapidyon v'yosim chulin. Except, of course, by bor. That's a special din by bor, v'meis yelo. So what do you see in the Rambam? That there is a ptur, a mazik hegdish, across the board. Right? Not the way we saw, for example, in the Ravid, that the Ravid holds shein v'regel, there'd be chiyuv nezikin, and even Mimetav, Tosus and Git in the beginning holds that Biachiv Nezikin, but not Metav, that's an interesting riddle. But to ask you a question, you ask a question of your Chaverim, do we have example of Nezikin that you don't pay Metav? I think there's only one example, according to Tosus and Git. That would be the example. It's Nezikin without a Din Metav. Mazik Hegdish, Shem Regel, so the Kavachomer doesn't work, Tosus says, but there'd be a Chiv Nezikin, because you don't have the Ptur Reyeu, but Metav you wouldn't have. The Rambam holds that there's a tour across the board. What's the source for this? So Tosus used the source of Adam that we use by Adam, that Kiyochal Prat L'Mazik. And then you have Re'eu to teach me to know how to darshan that Kiyochal, that it's even on the Keren, not just on the Chomesh. Rashi seems to learn, Mefurish and Daftes, that everything comes from Re'eu. What would you say from the Rambam? He says, Shor Re'eu, and that's the only pasuk he darshi, he quotes, and Mestam, it's also Derech Rashi. Sounds like Derech Rashi. Yeah, obviously the pashtus of the Mishnah would be mashma that it's a ptur in all the cases, whatever the mokka would be. That was Tosus Rai, the Chasim She'en Behem Me'ila. Sounds like that's the halacha for all the others in Zikin. According to those Rishonim who distinguish, let's say the Ravid and the Tosus and Git in the beginning, the Me'iri, that suggests for Adam HaMazik that you're Chayiv, and maybe Shem Regel Yechayiv, you have to learn Pshat in the Mishnah that's going only on some of the others in Zikin. In other words, this, that the Yechayiv, by all the Avos Nezikin, that's true by Nechasim She'en Behem Me'ila. Nechasim She'esh Behem Me'ila, Yesh She'chayavim, Yesh Shepturin. So it wouldn't be the same for all of them. That's, you have to say the diuk, it's not as much of a diuk. I mean, you have to say it's going on some, not on others.
It's just interesting in light of what Rabbi mentioned yesterday, the next Rambam in Emsan Rashid, he talks about like, He talks about gvia. If the shall shlamim is mazik, what are you going to be gover from? So just in light of what we said with Rashi yesterday.
Okay. So let's repeat that. Okay, you say maybe it's meduik that way. Also in the Rambam, maybe to see carefully. But we wanted to say the pshat and Rashi that how do you learn from Re'eu? Re'eu was only written by Keren. That was the problem that everyone is asking. We teached according to Rashi that the gedder of the ptur of mazik hegdish is not that on a hezek of Hegdish, there's no chiyuv tashumin. It's not like, for example, kelim, on a hezek of kelim in a board, there's no chiyuv. On a hezek of tamun by eish, there's no chiyuv. It's not the pshat that if a hezek of Hegdish, there's no chiyuv. It's that the Torah is telling us that Hegdish cannot be toveya nezikin. Hegdish is not in a position to be able to make a claim of nezikin. That's the lumdus of this drush of Re'eu. If that's what the Torah is teaching us, then there's no room to start differentiating between one mazik and another. And once the Torah tells me by Keren that Hegdish is not in a position to be Tover Nezikin, so that already would be the same for Shein V'Regel, for Adam, it's the same halacha. If it's a halacha that there's a tour, that there's no chiv nezikin on a nezik of hegdish, so the Torah wrote it by Karen. How do I know to apply it anywhere else? That was the issue that Tosfos raised. Tosfos had to come on to the other drushes, kiyocha prat lumazik by Adam, and you can learn from Adam, and so on. But according to Rashi, the Torah's machadish, that hegdish is not in a position to be tovei and nezikin, for that you won't differentiate. Derech Agav, that would also answer Tosus Kasha at the end of the Tosus by Tosus asks Lamanda Omar that Ika Kofer Beregel. Right, Tosus says, what if you hold that there's a Chiv Kofer Beregel? So then Tosus says, you couldn't learn out from Karen Adam Bor that there's no Kofer Bepam Rishona. In other words, let's say Karen is only Kofer right after three times. So how could you learn to Regel? Regel is Mochamur, there's Kofer Bepam Rishona. So if we ask a kasha according to Rashi, how can you learn from Karen, from Rei Eyu, Aik, Regel is Chamor because you pay Kofer Bepam Rishona? The answer is that's only a kasha if the pshat of the Ptur by Karen was a Ptur in being Mazik Hegdish. So how can you learn that there's a Ptur Mazik Hegdish by Kofer? Kofer is more Chamor. Kofer, this Kofer, Regel is more Chamor. There's Kofer the first time. But if the pshat of the drasha is that Hegdish is not in a position to be tovei on Ezekiel, so kishem that's true by Karen, that's true by Regel. The fact that Regel has a chumra in itself, that this kofer b'pam rishona, is not going to relate to the question of whether Hegdish is in a position to be gova, to be tovea. So if you see that Hegdish doesn't have the koch to be tovea, then the same way that by Karen they don't have the koch to be tovea, they can't do it by Regel either. If it's a halacha, it's a tour in the mazik of Karen, that a mazik Hegdish is pater, so maybe this has a chumra of kofer, the pamishona, so therefore that tour would not apply. Tosis is thinking the way he's understanding the yisod, that the Torah's machadish by Karen, by Re'eu, by Bor, by Adam, that there's a tour of Mazik Hegdish. So wait a second, Regel is Muhammad, Regel is called for the first time. How could you learn to Regel? According to Rashi, you heard that kash of Tosis before away as well. Okay, now let's go to the second part of the sugya. So what does the Gemara say, in fact, is the Pshat of Rabbi Akiva? What's the Kavachomer Hegdish? That we're talking back about the case that we started with. It was a case of Nagach Tur Ditan Tur De Hegdish. And Rabbi Kiva has a kavachomer that we pay mimeitav. And it's because he doesn't darshin Re'eyu as a chacham in darshin, to say that Re'eyu is where you're chayiv, and if it's not Re'eyu, if it's Hegdish, then you're potter. To the contrary, he darshins a different way. He goes to Kishim B'Menasya, that since the Torah wrote Re'eyu by a short time, so the drasha goes that really everything should be nezek shalem. Comes the Torah and gives us the parasha of short time, that starts off as chasi nezek, but the Torah says re'eyu. So the diuk is, by re'eyu, that's where a tam is misham chasi nezek, and only later does it become nezek shalem. But if it was a mazik hegdish, if it's not re'eyu, then it would be, b'pam rishon, it would be nezek shalem. That's the devshim enasya, and therefore Bikiva, who holds like him, can now make a kavachomer lehegdish, that would be a chiyuv netav, just like over here, just like we know that there's no longer a kasha for Re'eyu. No, it's the kadri. Re'eyu tells me there's always nezek shalem. Comes a bikiva with the drasha to learn out the hegdish as well. Pirusha kuntris. I'm sorry, for Rabbi Kiva Sabla, for it tells me before. Rabbi Kiva Sabla Kiva Shimon. Tema le'il, ki muki la edim zomen k'Rabbi Akiva. Likshi. Rabbi Akiva listening tre gavni shor da azik shor the hedyut v'shor da azik shor the hegdish. Okay, what's Tosfos asking? We have to remind ourselves of the sugya daf hey. The Gemara brought a brisa of an expanded list of avos nezikin. The Mishnah has four. Rav Oshia has how many? 13, right? He added another 9, the 4 shomrim and the 5 tashumei nezek. Rabbi Yechiah has an even more expanded list of 24. And in that list, we have Edim Zomimin. I'm sorry, we do not have Edim Zomimin. And, I mean, sorry, Rabbi Oshia did not have Edim Zomimin. Rabbi Yechiah mentioned Edim Zomimin. The Gemara is trying to press on, why doesn't Rabbi Oshia include things that Rabbi Yechiah mentioned? So initially, the Gemara presents the point that Rav Yoshia doesn't mention knasos, only things which are mamon. Doesn't mention knas. Rav Chiya mentions knas as well. Says the Gemara, but Edim Zomin, which is seemingly Mammon, should have been mentioned by Rav Hoshea. So the Gemara says it follows a view of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Edim Zomin, the Tashumin of Kasher Zaman, has a din of a Knas, and therefore again, he doesn't mention, Rav Hoshea doesn't mention what's considered a Knas. Okay? Clear? Everybody. Rav Hoshea doesn't mention Edim Zomin, Tashumin Nezek, Tashumin Nezek of Kasher Zaman for Meitav, for the Meitav, because he doesn't mention Knas, because he goes to Rabbi Akiva. Ask the Gemara, if he's going to Rabbi Akiva, then we should create two categories of Shor, because of the halacha of Trey Gavni Shor, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Shita of Rabbi Akiva is that a Tam Shechaval Ba'adam is paying Nezek Shalem, as opposed to Tam Shechaval B'Shor, which is Chafi Nezek. So just like we have other things broken, we have broken down, for example, Adam, we have Adam Dazik Shor and Adam Dazik Adam. We have the tashumin of Nezek Sarvi B'Shevis Boshes as a separate categories within Rav Hoshea. So why not also list Trey Gav Nishor? Originally the Gemara says that it's all the same. Shor Dazik Shor, Mali Shor Dazik Shor, Shor Dazik Adam. But if we go to Rabbi Akiva, then we really have a basis to distinguish between Shor Dazik Shor, Shor Dazik Adam, because of the fact that Rabbi Akiva happens to hold that Tam Shechaval But Adam pays Nezek Shalem, so there's actually a difference in din between Shor Da'azik Shor, which is only Chatzi Nezek, and Shor Tan Da'azik Adam, which is Nezek Shalem. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara gets a teretz, the Kiva was Tavrig Gzizeh, so therefore either he was Chozer, or it was because it's Migufo, so either he's completely Chozer, or because it's Migufo, therefore it's not gonna work for Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Different pshat and what that means. So Tosfos now comes with the kasha that if Rabbi Akiva, as we see in our Gemara, holds the Rishon ben Asya, comes out that Shor da'azik, Shor tam da'azik hedyot, pays what? Chatzi nezek. And Shor tam da'azik hegdish pays nezek shalim. So the same way that the Gemara raises a question earlier in Daf Hey, that if Rabbi Akiva, if he goes to Rabbi Akiva, if Oshia's Brisa goes to Rabbi Akiva, which is why he doesn't mention Edim Zomin, because Edim Zomin, according to Rabbi Akiva, is a Knas. So then he should mention two categories of Shor, because of the fact that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shor Tan Da'azik Adab is Nezek Shalem, as distinct from Shor Tan Da'azik Shor, which is Chatzi Nezek. So Tosfos asks, "No, we have another variation of that question now. We should say that Rabbi Akiva should list Trey Gavni Shor, meaning Shor Da'azik, Shor of a Hedyot, which is Chatzi Nezek, and a Shor Tam Da'azik Hegdish, which would be Nezek Shalit." It's Tosfos Kash. Meanwhile, what do we see clearly from Tosfos Kasha? So, Chur, you see that the tam, the Azik Hegdish, the pays Nezek Shalem, would be paying me Meitav. No, Rabbi Akiva's Kavachomer leHegdish is going even on the case of a short tam, because, and it's Min Ha'aliyah, it's not Migufa. The Gemara answers over there in Daf Hey, why doesn't he mention Trey Gavni Shor, Shor Da'azik, Shor Da'azik Adam? Because Rabbi Akiva holds it's Migufo. So Tosfos to ask his kasha, obviously, in this case, a tam, Shezik Hegdish, would not mean Migufo, be min Aliyah, be min Meitav. Yeah. And Rabbi Akiva's Kavachomer leHegdish is not just by the case of paying Meitav by Shor Muad. It holds like a Shem B'Menasya, that tam Shehizik Hegdish Sham Nezik Shalim. But if I ask you, is it Migufo or min Aliyah? It's Kamat Mefurish in his Tosis, that it's also Mimetav, it's Min Aliyah, it's not Migufo. If it were Migufo, then you wouldn't be able to put it in the Brisa of Rav Hoshea. That was what the Gemara gave as a Teretz of Daf Hey. That Tavi Rav Kibbul Gzizeh, that since it's going to be Migufo, therefore he doesn't count it in his list. According to Tosis, Migufo is not called Metav. So here as well, if it were to be that Tam Shehizik Hegdish, or Tam Shehizik Hegdish, would be Migufa, not Min Aliyah, then the Gemara Tosa have no kasha. The same way the Gemara gives the Teretz before, and Daf Hey, that Tavi Akiva Gzizeh, it's Migufa, will be the same thing over here. So it's clear that obviously the din of min aliyah the din of netav and Rabbi Kiva's kavul chomer is even on the case of tam, not just in the case of muad, because otherwise it wouldn't fit in as a kashya here either. The other thing to I think notice is the Gemara just said before b'knasa lo kamayri, right? And the Gemara is pressing on, but what about Rabbi Akiva, Edim Zomin is Mamo, and the Gemara asked his Kasha, listen to Gavni Shor. The Nezik Sholem of a short time to Azik Hegdish, is it Knas or is it Mamo? So Chatzi Nezik of a Tam is a Machokas, right? Palganizka Mamona, Palganizka Knas. Chatzi Nezik of a Tam, according to one man Dama, is a Knas. Why is it a Knas? Because Stam Shvarim are the Cheskas Shimur. Good. So now, Lamai sits a tam. Lamai sits becheskes shimur. So maybe the nezik shalem of a tam shehizik hegdish should be a knas. Maybe becheskes shimur. But you see, if that were true, then Tosus would have no kasha. Why would Tosus have no kasha? Because the Gemara said before the knas will come ayri. So then there would be no kasha to mention shor shehizik hegdish. So what do you see? That even if you're going to hold that Paganiska Knasa by a short time, in a normal case of short time, but a short time Mishan Nezik Sholem, for example, by Hizik Hegdish, that short time would be Nezik Sholem Mamu, not. I or Maisa, you ask, but isn't it Becheskas Shimur? How could it be that it's not a Knas? Shouldn't it be a Knas? It's Becheskas Shimur Kaimi. What are you going to say, Ari? No, what do you answer?
So I heard that it's not really 100%.
It's only going to be considered, because it's only going to be knas once I know that you're paying chatzi nezek. So the Torah obviously is considering the becheskes shimur to be a reason not to pay nezek, not to have to pay full nezek. So naketaina really should be putter, but the Torah gives you a knas. But if the chiv is nezek shem to begin with, then I wouldn't be able to make my own case. It should be a knas becheskes shimur. It's only after the fact that the Torah would tell me nezek chatzi nezek, and I have to figure it out shot in the Torah's halacha of chatzi nezek, then I could invent the svara of becheskes shimur and explain what the Torah is saying, and that because of becheskes shimur, the Torah goes easy and really wouldn't want you to pay anything but made a knas. But to the extent that there's a nezek shalim, becheskes shimur could be true, but it still could be nezek shalim. It could be mama. If there's a chatzi nezek, then I can use the becheskes shimur svara to explain that it's considered a knas. But if it's nezek shalim, then I assume it's mama. Again, I'm proving it because Tosus would have no kasha otherwise. The knasa lo kamayri. Just like Tosus gives the teretz, I'll take both your questions in a second. Tosus gives the teretz that what? Yeshua the behegdash lo kamayri. Where did Tosus get that idea? Tosus invented that idea, lo kamayri. Where did Tosus get it from? The Gemara says on Hevet Alpha, right? Benfagia, bekachim lo kamayri. So Tosus is using the rules of the Gemara. What's mentioned, what's not mentioned. So if beknasa lo kamayri, and the old paganiska knasa because becheskes shimur, and then you would want to make the case that a tam shehizik hegdish that pays nezek shalem would be knas, then Tosu would have no kasha. So two things you see from Tosu's kasha: that the halacha of meitav, the halacha of minaliyah, would be even by the case of a tam shehizik hegdish that pays nezek shalem would be meitav, would be minaliyah. It's part of the kavachomer of Rabbi Akiva. And secondly, you see that otherwise it were to be migufo, there'd be no kasha, like the Gemara says before as well. Migufo, it's not called neta. And moreover, you see that even if you hold pagniska knasa, but that's only by chatzi nezek, by nezek shalem of a tam, shezek hegdish, it would in fact be pagniska, it would be nezek shalem amona, not knasa.
And just not a question, more just a support that for that assumption in Tosfos.
So
more of a support for that assumption in Tosfos is the way Rabbi Shimon Manasseh is dark.
Oh, very good. Hakohayu b'chlal. Nezek Shalem. Very good. Well put. How does he formulate it? Good. On Lamed Zayin. How does Rabbi Shimon Manasseh formulate that idea? Hakohayu b'chlal nezek shalem. And it comes to Torah and says, by a short time, re'eyu. Right, so that's a way of sharing, of telling us that by Re'eyu, that's where time is different than being Bechal Nezek Shalem. So you're saying that Bechal Nezek Shalem carries with it Minaliyah and Mammon and those, everything in Nezek Shalem normally is associated, all the trappings of Nezek Shalem. To pay me Meitav, to pay me Minaliyah, not to be Megufo, to be Mammon, that's the Hakol Yibachal. The Torah took out the case of Tam Shehizik Re'eyu from that framework of category of Nezek Shalem, And now it tells you, but by Hegdish, it goes back to the category of Akol Yevachal. The Mele, it follows what we're saying. Good, very nice. That's what you say. Good, beautiful. What else? Who has a, Yehuda, who had a question? No, yeah.
Then, yeah. So
I think they're going to have to say as follows. We once had wrestled with this issue. It's not the pshat that Becheskes Shimur comes first, and then therefore it dictates that it has to be a knas. I think it goes the other way around. If I'm looking at a situation of a chatzi nezek, and I have to understand why the Torah gave chatzi nezek, then I'll say the Torah's chatzi nezek is based on the fact that Torah considers the fact of Becheskes Shimur as a reason not to pay anything. It just slaps the fine of chatzi nezek against you. It's only to the extent that I see a chatzi nezek that I have to explain why that is. Then I'll explain that it's all knas and Becheskes Shimur is a poter. But to the extent that there's nothing, there is a nezek shalem, then I'd say that, the fact that the mice of the Becheskes Shimur is not a reason not to pay nezek shalem. You can be paying nezek shalem even the Becheskes Shimur. It's only if I have a chatzi nezek to figure out why that is chatzi nezek, then I'll use the reason of Becheskes Shimur to explain it. But it doesn't start from the fact that Becheskes Shimur, and then it has to follow from that's chatzi nezek. Or that it's a knas, you might say. Even if it's nezek shalem, then the assumption is it's not knas. No, you don't like it.
But only because if by hekdesh we're going to say that it has mammon for that shot, so then just say by chatzi nezek that it's also mammon.
No, I think the other man, the Amar, says it must be that it's Rabbecheskes Shimur. The fact that something is fishy, why is it chatzi nezek? So you can look at it in terms of being a knas, or you can look in terms of being mammon, and then that could be reflecting whether it's becheskes shimur or becheskes shimur. That's only because I have a chatzin nezek to figure out why the Torah gave chatzin nezek. Did the Torah go easy on you? You should really be paying nezek shalem, or should you really be off the hook because the Torah acknowledges the becheskes shimur as a reason not to be chayiv at all, and the Torah just gives you a fine of chatzin nezek. But if I'm looking at a nezek shalem, then even if the nature of a shor is it's becheskes shimur, but I could say afal pikein it's still chiyuv mamon. I'm not forced to assume that becheskes shimur, being a reality, being the nature of the shor, has to mean that any type of payment is going to be only knas. Doesn't have to be that way. It could be that the becheskes shimur kaimi, but the payment is still a mamon payment. But if I see chatzi nezek, then there's cause to think that Becheskes Shimur is the reason that it shouldn't have been anything, but the Torah gave you a knas. But it's only because I have a chatzi nezek payment that Torah has mechayiv you. So that's why I think even if it's, if in this case where it's nezek shalom, seder, it could be mamon for everybody. Good? Clear. Okay.
I think I've answered.
I answered. Continues tosis. Okay? So that's the first part of tosis. Ach kosher. Still tosis has a problem. So what are we doing? We solved Pshat and Rabbi Akiva, that the Kal V'Chomer Lehegdish is referring to the case of Nagach Tur Didon Tur Dehegdish, and he holds like Rishim B'Menasya that there's a Chiyuv of Nezek Shalem, and the Kal V'Chomer goes to tell me Meitav. But Tosis asks, this Kal V'Chomer I have a Kasha on, Ach Kasha, Ki Nami Sava, Kirav Shimon. Even if Akiva holds like Shimon ben Asya, but here, what about the following pircha in the Kal V'Chomer? Lifroch, ma lehedyot shekein yafek kocho beniske adam. So you have a kasha here that you want to make a Kal V'Chomer from hedyot to hegdish, but a hedyot has a chumra, has a something over hegdish, namely the fact that hedyot there's a chiyuv by niske adam. Adam the Azik Hedyot is Chayiv, and Adam the Azik Hegdish is Pater, based on the drasha we had before of what? Of Kiyochal Pater Mazik. So let the fact that Yafek Koch Hedyot Beniske Adam and Hegdish is Pater B'nizim be a pircha on the Kal V'Chomer that you have by the case of Negicha, that you want to learn out the Chiyuv of Meitav to Hegdish, even though you know that you're Chayiv, now you want to learn out Meitav. But you have a pircha. Actually, after all, Hegdish is Hura Kocho Beniske Adam. It says Tosus Umayda Pirashti, according to what I said in the previous Tosus. Dilo Dashinan Kiyochal Prat Lemazik. Dilo Mishalim Kral. We only darshin Kiyochal to be made even from the Karen, even that you don't pay at all. Elo Mishum Dechsivre Eyu, Asi Shapir. So Tosus references back what he said in the previous Tosus. Tosfos had a kasha earlier. What do I need Ve'eyu? If I have Kiyochal, then I should be able to learn everything from Adam. As we said before, that Yosei Yeshu Chayiv, Adam Hamazik Begufo, Adam Biyadayim, Imazik Deshuach Be'ira. What's true of the Adam Hamazik Biyadayim is Pater, then certainly Shein Rega, whatever is through the animal, Maman Hamazik would certainly be Pater. So Tosfos raised the question, why do you need Ve'eyu then? I can know Karen from Adam. What did Tosfos answer? That without the Ve'eyu, I wouldn't know how to interpret the drush of Kiyocha Prat L'mazik. What would I have thought? Maybe the Torah is only Memayit from what? From the Chomesh, not from the principle. So I wouldn't know the Torah means to exclude that there's no Chiv Tashlumi Nezik even on the Karen. Now that I have Re'eyu, now I know how to interpret the Kiyocha. No, so then it's very good. So then, now what's the answer? Since Rav Shimon ben Manasseh doesn't dashen re'eyu as a poter, how does Rav Shimon ben Manasseh dashen re'eyu? That re'eyu, that's where Thomas mishalim chatzi nezek. But by hegdish mishalim nezek shalim. So there's nothing in re'eyu that's going to give us any indication on the kiyocha pralamazik to dashen it that it patters from the keren. The only reason we know to dashen kiyocha pralamazik on the keren is because re'eyu was coming to tell me a p'tur. So now I understand that Mistamed by Adam Amazik, the Kiyochal meant to patter even on the Keren. But according to Shimon ben Manasseh, where the Kiyochal was going in the other direction, to Mechayev Nezek Shalem, that it doesn't have the Ptur of Tam, so then there's nothing in Re'eyu that's going to dictate that you should darshan Kiyochal anything but just a Ptur of Chomesh. So then you have no Pircha of what? Of Adam, of Hegdish bin Hura Kochal bin Nizkei Adam. In a Chinami, it would not be a kochel. You would have a chiv according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. There'd be a chiv of Adam Demazik Hekdesh as well. According to Rashi, is this kasha? Akasha? What do we see according to Rashi? What was the kiyocha prat lemazik about according to Rashi? A tour of Adam Demazik Hekdesh? Nothing at all. What was Rashi's pshat in Me'ila Yotes? That was a halacha to tell me how do I define Me'ila. Rabbeinu said, remember yesterday, what is Rashi's pshat in that drasha? Does Me'ila entail if you're Mazik Hegdish? Or is Me'ila only Nenem in the Hegdish? That's the drasha. Kiyocha Prala Mazik, and Mazik Hegdish is not considered Me'ila. That's not within the definition, the purview of Me'ila. Okay, so then there's nothing to ask. There's not Nohura Kocho. Elamai Re'eyu would be the mucker for everything. If according to Manasseh, there's no drasha Re'eyu to Pater. So the kasha doesn't start. But Tosfos needed to use his answer that Re'eyu, as a poter, that would be what would dictate how to dash into Kiyochal. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh doesn't have Re'eyu to pater, so then I wouldn't have any drasha by Adam at all either. In fact, Tosfos, but I have another problem. Achkosh, Velifroch, we can have the following pircha on the Kal v'chomer. Velifroch, Shekin Yafak Kocho Benishke Bor. Oh, so Tosfos brings in another point where Hurak Kocho Shel Hegdish. In other words, how can I use a Kal v'chomer l'hegdish according to Rabbi Akiva? Granted, he holds a Rishon b'Manasseh. So he's going to say, I have a Kal v'chomer that by hegdish, you have a chiv nezek shalem, by negicha, by keren, Kal v'chomer should be mimeitav, from hedyot. Wait a second, hedyot has something over hegdish, namely, but shor psulei mukdashin, right, beniskei bor, what's the mir, v'meis yolo, so by bor, psulei mukdashin is putter, but a hedyot is chayif. So Hegdish, this quasi-Hegdish case, there's a p'tur. So the fact is, Hura Kocho Shel Hegdish B'Niskei Bor. Niskei Adam wasn't a problem, because we don't have the drasha of Kiyocha Prat L'mazik on the to be made from the Tashlumei Nezek, because we don't have Re'eyu. But we have the drasha of Meis Yolo. So it's Yafek Kocho Shel Hegdyot Mishel Hegdish B'Niskei Bor. B'Niskei Bor. That Tosfos leaves as a kash. Let's think about this kasha a little bit. So that Tosfos doesn't answer. How could Rabbi Akiva darshin a Kal v'chomer lehegdish? By the case of nagach turdi dan turdi lehegdish, we should have a Kal v'chomer to pay meitav from hedyot to hegdish. I yafek koch hedyot mishal hegdish b'niskei bor. By the fact that shor psulei mukdashin is patur by hegdish, and a shor shel hedyot would be chayiv by bor. Bor would be chayiv for a shor shel hedyot, but pater on a shor shel hegdish. So mikdashin and kol shekein hegdish is pater. answers and gives us shtickle teretz on this. But let's think about this in light of Rashi. So first of all, this is not really a teretz, but just to consider the following. This yafek kocho of hedyo b'niske bor, is it absolute? So by psulei ha-mukdashin, we wanted to suggest yesterday for Rashi that the p'tur of hames yolo, and by hekdash as well, is going on what case of a shor? What happened to the shor? Misa. That's what we suggested. That was the subject of the Pnei Yeshua. That maybe Vamesi Yalo is a p'tur of shor shel hekdash, shor shel p'tur mikdashin, shenafa labor, umes, which is the story in the Chumash. So misa, hames yolo, yasezeh she'ed hames yolo. But on the zakin, if the animal just got injured, so then there'd be no drasha of hames yolo. That's what Rashi would need Re'eu to teach me, even by Bor, not by Tzulei Mekdashin, but by a case of Hegdish. So that would be a miut in Re'eu. The Hegdish can't be Tovea, as we said, can't be Tovea and Zakin. So Lomaiso come out that this Yafa Kocha Hedyo to be so Hegdish by Bor is not so clear cut. It's only by Misa, not by Nezakin. Yeah, but Afa Pekin, Lomaiso, it's still a Pircha, no? Chayra, the fact is that when it comes to Misa, by Hedyo did be Chayev, and by Hegdish, you'd be Pat. Because of Ames Yelo. So what could Rashi answer to this Kasha? Maybe as follows. The Yafik Koah, to ask a Pircha in the Kal V'chomer, is to say that Hedyo has a Yipui Koach over Hegdish. What's the issue playing out in Rashi? When we talk about the sugya, according to Rashi, the issue seems to be, as we explained yesterday, if you hold that Re'eu Darshan's Aptur, so what does that mean? That means that Hegdish cannot be Tovea Nezikin. Not on the situational case, the case of Mazik Hegdish is Pater. Hegdish is not in a position to be Tovea Nezikin. That's what's playing out in the sugya. So if you hold that Re'eu is Poter, that we can learn from every case of Nezikin. The Hegdish cannot be Tovea. There's no room to distinguish between one Mazik and the other. Now we say Rabbi Kiva holds Rishon b'Menasya. So Re'eu doesn't pater, doesn't take away the koach of Hegdish to be Tovea. Now I want to learn out a Kal V'chomer that what? That if Hedyot, there's a Chi of Meitav, that means that a Hedyot can be Tovea Meitav on Zikin to a Hedyot. Kal V'chomer a Hegdish that what? That which Hegdish can be Tovea, Hegdish has a koch be Tovea, they can be Tovea, what type of a Tashumin? A Tashumin of Meta. That would be the way to frame the Gemara, according to Rashi. The issue that's playing out in the Gemara is whether Hegdish has or doesn't have a koach to be Tovea Nezikin. If Re'eu is, in fact, a drasha to Pater, that means is that Hegdish cannot be Tovea Nezikin. That's how we explain for Rashi. That's why you can use Re'eu as a drasha for all the Nezikin. If I don't dash in Re'eu in that direction, that means that, no, Re'eu is the other way, that Hegdish can be Tovea Nezik Shalek. Now I want to know about Meitav. So Rabbi Kiva has a drasha, a Kal V'chomer, to tell me that Hedyo is Tovea Meitav, Hegdish is also Tovea Meitav. Now we have this question. Wait a second. But Yafek Koach Hedyo Mikoach Hegdish, that what? That we find that by Bor, Hedyo has a yipur koach over Hegdish. What would that have to mean? We find a situation where Hedyo can be Tovea Nezikin and Hegdish can't. Why? Because of the drash of a Mesia Lo that Bor is Patram Tzulei Mekdashin and Koshik and Hegdish. What kind of halacha is that? That's a halacha that Hegdish can be Tovea Nezikin by Bor? Can that conceivably be the halacha? Prove that cannot be the case. Because what else are we memayit? Not just Hegdish Gomer. What are we memayit? Shor Psulei Mekdashin. Who's being Tovea Nezikin? Hegdish or the Bailin? The Bailin is Chulin. It's Chulin with certain elements of Hegdish. Dine Hegdish. So indeed, the Tovea is a Hedyot. So the fact that there's a tour of Psulei Mekdashin and certainly Hegdish based on Vames Yalo is not speaking to the issue of having a Yipri Koach Hedyot over Hegdish in terms of the koach to be Tovea. to the same extent that Hekdesh can be Toveya, in a case whether it would be a total carbon that fell in, an animal that's completely Hekdesh, to that extent, a Hedyon also can be Toveya, because Psuya Magdashin is also part. So in the din of Bor, Rabbosa, you hear this, it's beautiful. According to Rashi, the way we teach Rashi, that the yisod of this Gemara is about who has a koch to be Toveya Nezikin, and who doesn't. And that's the issue of Hekdesh and Hedyon in terms of whether Hekdesh has a koch to be Toveya or not. So the Kal v'chomer with Hekdesh can only be rebutted, can only be refuted if I can say no. Hedyon has an advantage over Hekdesh in that we can see that Hedyon can be Toveya Nezikin and Hekdesh can't. What you have in Bor doesn't speak to that issue at all. Because by Bor, there's a tour of Amesia Lo, not just on Hekdesh, but even on quasi-Hekdesh, on Psuei Mekdashin. It's a function of the dinim that it has, that you don't pay for the Zakin if you're mazik a Hekdesh, and even a partial Hekdesh. But as far as the Koach to be Toveya, it's not in any way showing me the Hekdesh is more limited than Hedyot being Toveya, because the person that's Toveya could be Hekdesh, but it could be a Hedyot too. It could be a case of Psuei Mekdashin, where it's actually a Hedyot that owns the animal, but the animal has DNA Hekdesh to it. The Ptur is a different type of a Ptur. It's a Ptur in terms of the fact that the Hezek was on a Dover Shel Hekdesh, or a Quasi Hekdesh. That, for Rashi, would not be a valid Pircha in the Kal v'chomer. The Kal v'chomer can only be refuted if you're going to try to show me that Hedyot can be Toveya Hekdesh. It can be Toveya Nezikin better than Hekdesh can. But I don't see that in Bor. What was Tosis asking? Why did Tosis feel it was a kasha? Because for Tosis, the whole sugya was a different sugya. For Tosis, the sugya was not discussing the issue of whether Hekdesh could be Toveya Nezikin or not. Tosis had a problem from the beginning. How could I learn from Shor Re'eo to anything else? After all, Re'e was written by Karen. Because Tosis understood that the nature of the Ptur of Mazik Hegdish by Karen or whatever is Alacha, not that the Hegdish can be Toveya Nezikin. It's that situation of a Mazik Hegdish is Pater. So if the Torah gave you that din by Karen, maybe it's part of the framework of the Niske Karen. How do I know to go beyond? The entire sugya is dealing about what's better, Hedyot Hegdish vis-a-vis the dinim of Mazik. Mazik Hegdish, Mazik Hedyot. So now Rabbi Kiva holds Shore Eyu goes the other direction. That you have a Kal v'chomer. Now you have a Kal v'chomer to learn out din of Meitav by Negicha. Says Tosa, I have a Pircha. Because Yafek Koach Hedyot, Koach Hegdish, in the fact that if you're Mazik Hegdish by a boar, you're Pater. And Hedyot is Chayv. So that's a Pircha. Within the framework of Tosa's learning the Sugya, so that's a valid Pircha. Tosa's didn't answer the Kasha. But for Rashi, the Sugya is about Koach to be Toveya. So if you're going to make a Kal v'chomer that Hegdish can be Toveya Meitav, you can only be able to refute it by saying Hedyot has a better Koach to be Toveya over Hegdish. But it's never the case, because the Tour by Bor doesn't speak to the issue of who's Toveya. It's about the Dover Hanizok, the thing that got damaged. So therefore, that issue would not be a Pircha on the Kal v'chomer according to Rashi. But Tosis, the Sugya spoke from the beginning about the question of dinim of Hegdish to be chayiv or putter for what happened to Hegdish. So if there's a kasha, Bor is a kav kasha and a kav chomer. Because by Bor, you see that on a davar shel Hegdish, you're putter, and davar shel Hedyot, you're chayiv. So you see yafek koach, Hedyot mikoach Hegdish, in terms of the chiv nezikin on Hedyot and not on Hegdish. For Rashi, you can only be a pircha if you're going to talk about an advantage of Hedyot over Hegdish vis-a-vis being Toveya, and that you don't see in the Dinim of Bor. It's a very nice answer we would be able to give for Rashi. Tosis didn't answer the kasha. Tosis and Gittin tries to work out a way to frame the Kal v'chomer that you could actually get around this kasha too. Okay, that's this Tosis. Yeah, Eitan? No? Good. Yeah.
Chav. Tosis Rosh, I think, gives an answer for...
Oh, what does he say?
He says that just like we darshened out Shor Yehu, that was once a mute, now where it's to even the five bantamim would always have shown. So too, Rami CLO, and we said we're pater by Kalim, we're really chayav by Kalim, when it can't be yellow.
Have to see. Interesting. There's no drasha. So Psua Mekdashin would be chayav too? What do you say? Wow, okay.
When it can't be on ACL, just like we don't know Shor
Yehu. Oh, really? Wow. Okay, take a look. Okay, interesting. In the Shita, probably. It's the Rosh, right?
The Shita. I saw it in the back.
Okay. Let's see the next tosis. The old my kavachomel hegdish. Okay. So what is this going on? This is the last part of the Gemara. So the Gemara, after working Rabbi Akiva with Shimshim ben Manasseh, the Gemara presents an interesting question. After all, the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva did not say explicitly, as quoted earlier, did not say explicitly that there's a chiyuv of meitav demazik. What were the words of Rabbi Akiva? Shmo comments, meitav sadeh shanizik, meitav shanizik. That was Shmo's words. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, lo ba hakasuv, ela ligvos genizakin min ha'idus. Doesn't say idus demazik. Lo ba hakasuv. Pasuk only came to tell me to collect nizakin min ha'idus. And then he adds the word v'kavachomer hegdish. Now that we've worked out what v'kavachomer hegdish means, so it comes out that we have a double machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Namely, the way we're teaching the Gemara sets out that first there's a machlokes that Rabbi Shmuel holds meitav denizik based on Gzeira Shava, Nema Sada Lamata, Lamata Lamala. Rabbi Akiva says, no, meitav de haichta kamishalem, so therefore it's meitav demazik. That was one nekuda. And then Rabbi Akiva goes and says something more. He says, Kavachomer lehegdish, meaning Shimon ben Manasseh is in the same company as Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a chiyuv nezik shalem by short even a short time shehizik, short shel hegdish. He dashes ve'eyu in that direction. So now he wants you to know that chiyuv of Karen, that you pay hegdish, tashumin, is even mimeitav, kal v'chom mimeitav. Rabbi Shmuel would say, there's no chiyuv to hegdish at all, because he darshins ve'eyu how? Ve'eyu v'lo hegdish, that you putter completely. So it comes out, that's a double machlokas. But the Gemara says, wait a second. Who says it's a double machlokas? Maybe the whole machlokas is the second point. In other words, the first machlokas, the first point of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva's agreement with. As far as what meitav means, meitav can mean meitav de nizik. Comes to Bishma, Rabbi Kiva says, by the way, I want you to know that the halacha meitav, which is meitav benizik, but that halacha meitav is even by hegdish mikavachomer. Bishmo says nothing doing. There's no chiv at all to hegdish, so that's why there's a machokis. But that's the extent of the machokis. But why make the machokis also about meitav benizik versus meitav demazik? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara gives three answers to that question. Three reasons why that cannot be. Right. Number one, says the Gemara, and that's what. Imkein l'may lo ba hakasuv. Lo ba hakasuv sounds like there's a machlokas revolving around the pasuk, which would mean that what? That Rishmo darshins the meaning of the pasuk in one direction, and he comes out with meitav denizik based on the Gzeira Shava, working out what meitav means. So it sounds like there's some machlokas revolving around. That's the first. The second is what Tosis is now addressing. V'od my kavachomer lehegdish. So what exactly is that kasha of the Gemara? That cannot be that it's only a machlokas about the question of mazik hegdish and whether we dash in ve'eyo one direction or the other. There had to be machlokas revolving around meitav denizik versus meitav, because otherwise my kavachomer. What does that mean? We have to know. And then finally, the Gemara says, Mefurish, in another brisa, Rav Ashi quoted, that it says explicitly, Rabbi Kiva said, Meitav shel mazik. So clearly there is a machlokas about that. So what is the second kasha of the Gemara? So Rashi said, Tosis quotes from Rashi, Pirish Bekundris, that the Gemara means to ask as follows, Hoel umin ha'idis, the Amar Rabbi Akiva, anizik koi, u akule osa, the yavle mazik miziburis. Since the pasuk that Rabbi Kiva is saying lo ba hakasuv min ha'idus, if it would mean that you can pay min ha'idus, meaning that the mazik can give what is even for him ziburis as long as it's equal in quality to the idus of the nizik, so then my kavachomer hegdish. What is it kavachomer that we're learning out this big halacha over to hegdish? What do you mean kavachomer hegdish? Greyesahu. It's not a chumra dikadin, it's a kula dikadin that you can give your ziburis. Now, if the din of meitav for Rabbi Akiva were to be defined in terms of meitav denizik, as Rabbi Shmuel said, then what would be the, how could you call that kavachomer hegdish to learn this big this din chamur over to hegdish? It's not a din chamur, it's a din kal. Why is it din kal? Because you're giving your ziburis, which is idus denizik. This is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara's kasha va'od ma'iv kavachavachom means we're learning out an important halacha that has chumrah to it over to something which is chumrah, which is hegdish. But it's not a din chumrah, it's a din that's coming kula. So Tosfos jumps all over Rashi. The kasha l'perusha. What do you mean? The ain't a greisa el chumrah. What do you mean? The din of Ben Nizik is a greisa? It's a chumrah. The Rabbi Yishmael Poto Ugami Mazik Es HaHegdish. You know, in terms of the bigger picture, Rabbi Yishmael says, Mazik Es is Poto V'kiva Mechaivo Nezik Shalim. So as far as everything Rabbi Yishmael said, there's a chumrah. One second. The ends of grace, El Chumrah, the Yishmael Poto Ugami Mazik Es HaHegdish, Rabbi Yishmael Poto Ugami Nezik Shalim. When the eight of Nami Chashiva Su, the Mishalmi Meit of the Nizik, V'lom Megaroa the Nizik. What is Tosus asking? What does he mean first? Enza Greisa El Chumra. To Rabbi Yishmael Potel Gamri Mazik Es HaHegdish. Rabbi Akiva Mechaivo Nezik Shalem. What does that have to do with the Kasha? How did you learn it both say? What Tosus Kasha is the fact that there is a Chumra element in Rabbi Yishmael too. That you have to pay Meitav Denizik, not Garua Denizik. What is the first part of Tosis? What does he start with? Pirush Bush, the Ein Ze Greisa El Chumra, the Vishmal Potel Gami Mazik Es HaHegdish, the Vekiva Mechaivo. See, he means to say the Kavachomer makes sense because we're learning out the halacha that this that you pay, you have to pay, and they have to pay Meitav. He's saying you're learning out that there is a chiyuv to pay. That's not the kavah chomer. That's the din. But that's a chumrah because Rabbi Shmuel didn't hold that way at all. He held that there's no din at all to pay. So that's what he means. The fact that you have to pay is a chumrah. And the fact that you have to pay b'nameitav denizik is also a chumrah because it means you don't have to pay ziburas denizik. So basically what Rabbi Akiva is saying of kavah chomer English is certainly something that you can call kavah chomer. You're saying you don't have to pay at all, and I'm saying you have to pay, and you have to pay Meitav. What's wrong? Kavah chomer Hegdish. It's a chumer that you have to pay to begin with. You hold you don't have to pay Hegdish. I mean, that's not the kavah chomer. That's the given. And this I have to pay is Meitav. That's fine. That's a chumer in its own right. It's Meitav the Nizik, and that's Garua the Nizik. And that's what Tosfos means to ask. So we have to know what to be miyash for Rashi. We'll come back soon to Rashi. Let's see how Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. V'nira l'ri, d'ahachi perusha, nupshat. My kal v'chomo l'hegdish means like this. D'l'inyan chiyuva mazik behegdish lo kamar d'ahamikra d'rav shimenafk. In other words, what's really being isolated here to learn out Rabbi Akiva vis-a-vis Rabbi Shmuel? My kavacham d'le'in chiyuva mazik behegdish lo kamar d'am mikrad Rav Shimon Nafka. So that's not shaykh to Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rav Shimon Manasseh. That's not, Rabbi Shmuel didn't talk about that. But his silence might be he holds like the chacham. But there's nothing in Rabbi Shmuel's words that's speaking to the case, the issue of mazik hegdish. El inyan meitav kama. So, if Rabbi Kiba is saying kavachomer in response to Rabbi Shmuel's words, what was Mishmo's, what did he speak to? What issue did he speak to? Meitav sadeo shel nizik. And now you tell me if there's no machokus about meitav. Comes Rabbi Kiba says kavachomer lehegdish. V'lohavu Rabbi Kiba hadur Rabbi Shmuel kavachomer lehegdish. Then the words are not speaking to the point. What do you say kavachomer lehegdish? Came at Rabbi Shmuel hayamoda bekach ilam mishem depatel el gamri. Rabbi Shmuel, what do you want from Rabbi Shmuel? He doesn't hold anyway there's a chiyuv to hegdish. To the extent that there's a chiyuv to hegdish, there could be a chiyuv, there could be a kavachomer lehegdish too for meitav. So the words kavachomer lehegdish don't. If that's the only machlokes, then that would not relate to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel would agree as well whether to be a chiyuv to hegdish to be meitav too. So that's what the Gemara means, my kavachomer lehegdish. So it's sort of been a parrot says a slightly different way. Ke'en what Tosfos is saying. Milo ba kasav, he says, hachi kamar. My kavach is the masma, the hachi kamar. Behedyot, paligna lach. Number one, I argue with you about hedyot. But also, yipu koach, and he knows him behedyot, yosem imcha, that which I'm saying better than you by hedyot, kemokin hu behegdis bekavachomer. Now, it sounds like there's a machokes on hedyot. And now I say, I argue you oba kasuv on that, and I take it a step further. The ego pligi ela behegdis, lavelim kavachomer. The mashma de ba'osa inyan de shaykh kavachomer, the pligi kvar, that a behedyot, mashma de poly behed, mashma de pligi behedyot. It sounds like there's already a given machlokes, and then I'm picking up from that. Tosus faces it differently, but it's not so far apart. Now, Tosus says, no, Rabbi Shmuel would agree to this if he would hold it as a chiva. If that's all that's on the table, the question of nezek hegdish, so then kavachomel hegdish of meitav is not the nekuda. The nekuda is Rabbi Shimon Asher and the Chachamim. That's the difference of between two tanoim. Rabbi Ishmael doesn't know of the chiyuv to hegdish at all, so therefore, what are you taking me to meitav? If I would hold there's a chiyuv, there'd be a chiyuv meitav. So Rabbi Akiva sounds like his point of contention is kavachomel lehegdish. The point of contention is not the chiyuv meitav of hegdish. The point of contention is what? Is there a chiyuv at all? Were there to be a chiyuv, there'd be meitav. So why do you make, if the issue is only about whether there's a chiyuv to hegdish, and the only thing that indicates the machlokes is the words kavachomer. That's not the word. It's not the words that would identify the nekudas machlokes. Were there to be machlokes before this, having to do with what meitav is, then you could say Rabbi Kiva went another level and says kavachomer hegdish, where Rabbi Shmuel would not know of such a thing because he holds mazik hegdish pater. But if the whole machlokes revolves around the question mazik hegdish pater chayiv, and the words of the brisa are kavachomer hegdish, like that's not the issue. Sounds like there's a machokis before this, that's what the parents are saying, and then he could go beyond that. And Tosus says it his way, that he wouldn't be responding to kavachomel hegdish. Bishmo would agree to that, except they put a little gamre. So in other words, somehow the words of the Braisa don't indicate any that the machokis is only about whether mazik hegdish is putter or not. There's machokis revolving around neta. That's Tosus pshat. Tosis and Gidden has an interesting pshat in the Gemara Nupshat. He thinks of at the bottom there, Tosis and Mentes and Gidden, the very bottom, but Shlomo Midaryovish, Miradush, Tirates. Interesting pshat. My Kavuchomeg, which means like this. If I would hold that Rabbi Kiva agrees, Neitav Denizik, then how could you make that Kavuchomeg Hegdish? That you would have to assess according to edus of the nizik, more than the mazik. How do you know that maybe hegdish owns edus somewhere in the world that you're not aware of? Maybe a minute before the hezek occurred. Let's assume we're talking about shasa hezek is edus of shasa hezek. We'll have to see. There was some individual somewhere across the globe that was magdish a field to hegdish that is mamish. In Kamoa Ba'olam, such a field. Now came a Hezek, a minute after that. Now you say you pay Hegdish, Mina Idis, the Nizik. How could you say that? For all you know, you think Hegdish has Idis here, and that's Idis of the Nizik. Maybe there's Idis the Nizik of Hegdish somewhere across the globe, because Hegdish has a reach everywhere, right? So how could you say Edis de Nizik by Hegdish? That's what it means. You couldn't apply the standard of Edis de Nizik by Hegdish because somebody in the world could have managed the field. It doesn't say managed the field. It means Hegdish might own something. B'sofa olam tovash ein kamoha. V'al kochach b'demazik shemina de lo sheikh kal meshem b'de Nizik. The only ha'ara I have is like, I understand. Let's say there's a regular Nizik. Maybe he's also wealthy. Maybe he has real estate somewhere across the globe. I mean, you have to start tracking it down. Edis, according to Bishmo, Edis the Nizik. But maybe this guy has Edis somewhere, you have to go checking. Or do you say, look, I see what I see, and I go by that. If you have to concede by a Nizik, by a regular Nizik, by a person, that I don't start fishing for his bank accounts to find out if he has Edis somewhere, I look at what I have. So maybe by Hegdish could be the same thing. Why do I assume that it can't have, by Hegdish it's different. But that's Tosus Pshat and Gidden. What's Pshat and Rashi? I will say this is a very important nakuda in the sugya. It comes back to what we had earlier in the sugya. What's the Pshat and Rashi? Yeah, How did Rashi learn pshat in this line of Gemara? Again, Gemara had a kasha. Maybe the entire machlokas is about what? One issue. Not about meitav denizim, meitav mazik. Kuliyam amodim, that meitav means like rishmosis. Meitav de denizik. The entire machlokas is whether there's a mazik hegdish drasha of re'eyu that pater, or mazik hegdish is chayiv nezik shalem, even by a tam, and therefore Kiva says, kal v'chomer le'hegdish, that there's meitav because he holds his achiv nezik into hegdish, and rishmo doesn't hold that way. And that's the whole machlokas. But really, meitav denizik. So the Gemara says, "Oh, my kavachom lehegdish." Says Rashi, that no, because if Rabbi Akiva's edis is a nizik ulakule yasa that you can give your ziburis, my kavachom lehegdish greyus sahavi. Or Rabbi Akiva yafek kolcho the hegdish benizikin, that even a tam pays nezik shalem from Re'eyu. And here you're learning out a kula dekedin. Kula dekedin. What do you mean? The fact that you're giving meitav denizik is also a chumra. It's just that you don't have to give. It's not the super chumra of Meitav Demazik, but it's Meitav Denizik as opposed to Garua Denizik. Why can't that be a din to Ermi Kava Chumra? What's Pshat Rashi? Kinira, that Lefi Rashi, you see an important yesod in Rabbi Yishmael, a whole new picture of Yishmael. Meitav Denizik, according to Yishmael, basically means that the entire agenda of the Chumash with this Gzeres Shava is to tell me. That you do not have to pay more than Meitav Denizik. In other words, a cap. I mean, there's that one case of a Hanikra. Okay, we'll come to. In other words, the agenda of the Chumash, it's not the way we would imagine. There's a din of Meitav. What is Meitav? Oh, Meitav is Meitav Denizik. If that were the Pshat, there's a Chumash aspect to it. You don't have to pay Geruah Denizik, you pay Meitav Denizik. The Teretz says no. Meitav means Meitav Demazik. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Chumash. Everyone agrees. Meitav is Meitav Demazik. Comes the Torah and says, no. Gzeres Shava. No. You don't have to give your Meitav anything more than the Nizik's Meitav. So if I have Ziburis, which is equal to Meitav, that's the extent. I don't have, it's coming a Hakel. The Chumash, I'm telling Rashi, the words of Rashi. The Chumash is telling me, a Hakel. You don't have to exceed the values of the Nizik. In his mind, this is rich, this is Edis. That's it, you don't have to get more than that. That's the agenda of the Chumash. How do I know that this is the Mahalach of Rashi? From other indications as well. What's the Lobo HaKosuv in Rabbi Kiva's words? Lefi the Maskanas HaGemara, that the Machokis is with the Nizik or with the Mazik. What's the Lobo HaKosuv? What's the Lobo HaKosuv mean? So Lefi the Havamin of the Gemara, Rashi told us, Tosas told us, that the Gemara said the Machokis has to do with Achal Chushim Sham Shmeina or Achal Aruga Bein HaArugos, and you don't know whether it was Chushim Shmeina, so you pay Shmeina. So what's the Rav Kiva saying? I don't agree with that Chumra. Loba Kosov is such a Chumra that you have to pay what turns out to be possibly more than you were Mazik. You pay Mufi Mida, you pay according to that. No, we don't agree with such a Chumra. Loba Kosov LaHachmin. That's an Ahavamin. Maskanas haGemara, Rabbi Shmos is b'denizik sheminan, Rabbi Kivis is b'demazik sheminan. What is Meitav? What's the Lobo HaKosuv? So Tosfos learns, on Daf Nun Tes, and the Rashbi here, that it doesn't change. Lobo HaKosuv means, Lobo HaKosuv is some kind of a chumra. What kind of a chumra? This is not necessarily a chumra to say, it could be a chumra b'denizik, Tosfos considers the possibilities, but it could be a chumra, but it's not always that way. So the answer is, there's another machlokes that Gemara brings in the test. Remember this? Bishmo says when you do the assessment, you do a fia mishuyer, what it would have been had it grown to its full development. That's a new chumra that Bishmo has. Fia mishuyer, Rabbi Kiva doesn't accept that. Shachas is shachas, whatever stage it was, that's what you pay for. So it's a whole new issue that is, you have to insert it, because otherwise Loba Kosuv wouldn't make sense, because Loba Kosuv has to mean Loba Kosuv lehach. That's what Tosas said. That's what the Rashi said. What did Rashi say on that question? What did Rashi say in Gittin? According to the Maskana Sekamar, what's the Loba HaKosuv? It's the opposite. Loba HaKosuv for what? Loba HaKosuv to what? To be Mako rather to be Machmir. What do I see in that Rashi? That according to the Pshat of the Gemara Maskana, Bishmal bedinizik shemina. It's not pshat. Well, bedinizik meitav means better than nizik. That's not the way to read the Gemara. That's not the way Bishmal is talking. Bishmal is saying the pasuk is coming specifically to tell me you do not have to give more than meitav dinizik. Meitav means meitav demazik, but there's no, you don't have to give more. Ziburis, that's the meaning of Rabbi Shmuel. That's why the Gemara begins the whole Nukudas HaMachokes, Hachamayaskinan, that the Ziburis demazik. That is the Nukud of Rabbi Shmuel. Do not pay more than your Ziburis. Don't pay more than his Edis. When Rashi says, Dima Kuyama Bidinizik Shaiminan, Vilo Mishalin, El Mazik, El Ziburis. It's not just the nafka mina that results from it in nizik shemina. Hainu hach. When the Gemara raises the question, kuliyama b'dinizik shaminan, meaning that the Torah would be saying that you do not have to give more than ziburis. You don't have to give more than hezidis. Comes the Gemara, no. Because then it comes out, what's Rabbi Akiva talking to? He's talking to the din of Rabbi Yishmael and saying, kavuchom alehagdish. What's Rabbi Yishmael's din? What is it? What is its definition? Its definition is, do not pay more than Edith Denizik. That din, I'm going to learn al kal v'chomer lehekdesh, the din is a kula. The din is, by definition, the Torah is saying, I'm going easy on, do not pay more than that. So that's not a kal v'chomer lehekdesh. That din is not a din that you're going to learn out of chumrah. The whole agenda of the Torah is to say a kula. So you can't take that and make a kal v'chomer to bring over the hekdesh. Were it to be pshatosis, prism of the sugi is, yeah, there's a nizik shaymin, nizik shaymin, like we would imagine. What does meitav mean? Meitav means this, meitav means that. It's also an element of chumrah, not ziburis, the nizik. No, meitav means meitav demazik. Comes the Torah and says, but you don't have to give more than meitav demazik. The Torah is coming with a kula. That, you can't learn a kava chumrah and a din of a kula. Comes out, a lot of things come out of this. We'll say it's late, but Tosis earlier had cheshbonos, kigon, that you could have cases that Rabbi Shmuel is a chumrah, and Rabbi Akiva is a kula, right? Let's say Bishal Olam in Shaman. Let's say the Mazik Kesef O Meitav. Rabbi Shmo might require you to pay if the Mazik's Meitav doesn't add up to the Meitav, the Nizik, can he force Kesef? Rabbi Akiva says you give your Meitav, and that's enough. Rabbi Shmo would require you to give Kesef. According to Rashi, I would argue, not true. Cannot conceivably be a case that Rabbi Shmo is a Chumrah. Those nafkaminas would not hold. Because the Bishmal's entire halacha is halacha of kula. There is a hanikra that the Gemara brings in, that if Maisa, the mazik, doesn't have, what his ziburis is less than his denizik, so then the Torah allows you to go up to get more. That's a hanikra. But Maisa, the entire din of a Bishmal, but Nishkimin is a kula. If this is the case, let's just end with this. Rabbi Kiva Eger had a kasha, beginning of the sugya. Why not suggest another possibility for a hanikra? What does the Gemara say, a hanikra? The pasuk comes, even Rabbi Yishmael would have a case of the mazik sheminan, quote unquote, in the case with the ziburis of the mazik was less than edus than isik, and then he has something which is above it, edus, he has to give then his edus. I have another example, this is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Eger. What if the nizik has no karka? So then there's no edus than isik to speak of. So then, a hanikra, you give edus demazik. So what would be the answer? According to Rashi, if there's no edus demazik, would you need a hanikra for that? What is meitav? Meitav is meitav by default, meitav demazik. The entire premise of Yishmael is don't have to give meitav more than edus denizik. Kakel. Bamedva mamurim, if he has. So then your meitav, your chiyuv meitav that you give, will not have to be more than meitav denizik. If he doesn't have, so avada, you'd have to give your meitav. Because what else is there? The Torah gave a cap. When there is a cap, when you have a cap to relate it to, there's no meitav denizik. So then, of course, you give meitav denizik. So you wouldn't need a hanikra for that. It's only telling me this kula to the extent that it's relevant. If it's not relevant, then the may be made to the mazik. Quite the Rashi, that'd be the answer to the biggest question. Quite the Tosis, we'll have to think more creatively what would be the answer. Maybe for Tosis, we'll have to say the opposite, that we only say a hanikra to kei meitav demazik if you could have had a meitav denizik, and then and the Torah replaces it with meitav demazik. Okay, we have to go over that. That kuda from the beginning of the sikh, go back and chazer that over. Rabbi Kibega's kasha. We had another way we cheshbin that Rabbi Kibega's kasha to be answered. But either way, according to Rashi, this new novel approach of the sugya, according to Rashi, that Rabbi Shmuel's meitav denizik is not another taich of meitav. It's that the Torah came to tell me, lo hakel, don't give meitav more than this. You don't have to give. That's the Gemara's point. My kavachomer hegdus. That's not a lima to learn a kavachomer of, and that's the loba akas of lo hakel. According to Rabbi Akiva, viz Rabbi Shmuel, it's a different sugya. And then nafka minas that Tosus gave before that Shmuel lechumra lo how you draw me olam according to Rashi. A lot of things to chazer in the sugya are both saying.